Hello, I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is, a program that helps you learn to speak American English. At the same time, we tell you about interesting and important events that are happening all around us. Today, we have two stories for you. First, we hear from the Philippines. Some people believe terrorists are attempting to recruit some of the country's citizens to join them. We will have details. And then something from the United States. The U.S. Post Office wants to try delivering something other than letters and packages to American homes. It's a new idea that some people are very happy about. Those are the two stories we have for you on this edition of As It Is from VOA Washington. Let's get started. Here is part one. Philippine officials say reports that the Islamic State group is actively seeking members in the country have yet to be confirmed, but officials are watching the situation closely. They fear that some Filipinos could be persuaded to join the group. Ana Mateo provides details.
Oscar Valenzuela is Assistant Secretary of the Philippines Anti-Terrorism Council. He says there are several reasons the country is at risk from Islamic State militants. For example, it is difficult to guard the southern provinces. Mr. Valenzuela says the government does not have the forces needed to do so. And he says the militants have used social media effectively in their efforts to win supporters. He notes that 2 million Filipinos work overseas, some of them near areas where the Islamic State operate.
We have lots of Filipinos in the Middle East. So then, of course, we consider them one of the exposed sectors.
Mr. Valenzuela says the workers could be persuaded to join the Islamic State by its wealth. Some of the money comes from the oil production centers it seized in Iraq and Syria. The Islamic State group wants to establish an extreme form of Islamic rule in areas under its control. Media reports say the group has between 30,000 and 80,000 members. Some officials say Islamic State fighters are seeking to win followers in the southern Philippines. But observers and military officials say they cannot confirm those reports. They also say they have no confirmation that members of the group are even in the country. Joselito Kakilala is a Philippine Army general. He says security officials are watching for evidence of the Islamic State actively seeking new members. He says the group could influence extremists in the country and harm government efforts to bring peace in the southern Philippines. Most of the country's Muslims live on the southern island of Mindanao. Earlier this year, the largest Muslim rebel group reached an agreement with the government to end 40 years of conflict. But smaller groups are not supporting the agreement. Officials say it is from these groups that the Islamic State could gain new members. Mohegul Iqbal was the main peace negotiator for the largest rebel group, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front. He says his group does not want to work with the Islamic State, and he does not believe any efforts on its part to win supporters in the Philippines would be successful. The Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters is one group that did not support the peace agreement with the Philippine government. Last month, the group promised to support the Islamic State militants. Oscar Valenzuela of the Anti-Terrorism Council says the Philippines has tightened restrictions on people entering and leaving the country. He adds that in recent months, the government arrested and then expelled an Australian and a Canadian from the country. They reportedly were wanted overseas for urging others to support extreme jihadist teachings. I'm Ana Mateo.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. The United States Postal Service wants to bring food and other goods from grocery stores to American homes. Officials say the transport of groceries may help reduce the amount of money the Postal Service is losing. The organization is an independent agency of the federal government. It has lost billions of dollars over the past 6 years as Americans send less mail. Christopher Cruz has more on the Postal Service's plan to deliver groceries.
Last week, the Postal Service asked the Postal Regulatory Commission for permission to test its plan beginning in late October. The tests would last for 2 years. If it proves successful after that time, or even before, the Postal Service could offer the program permanently. Under the program, grocery stores would bring cooled containers of food and other products to post offices between 1:30 and 2:30 in the morning. Postal workers would then deliver these packages to homes between 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the morning. That is a period when few postal vehicles are being used. People do not have to be awake when the packages arrive. The Postal Service noted that grocery delivery services are expanding across the nation, and it says offering such services is, in its words, likely to contribute to the financial stability of the Postal Service by generating more package deliveries. Postal Service officials did not announce the cost of the delivery services. The Postal Service says the test program will help it decide how much people should pay, and it did not note where the tests would take place or which companies it would partner with. The Postal Service has already been working with Amazon to deliver food and other goods early in the morning in the San Francisco, California area. The American Postal Workers Union represents letter carriers. A union official told VOA that the union is studying the Postal Service plan. The official said, "We generally enthusiastically embrace the Postal Service offering more services." She said that, in addition to offering grocery deliveries, the Postal Service should offer banking services. She noted that millions of Americans do not have bank accounts.